Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so freaking excited that you're here for today's episode because we're going to talk about feelings and how, I don't know if you can connect with this, but I always think about how damaging it can be if I try and suppress a certain feeling or label a feeling as bad. Because, you know, if you're in a pool, stick with me here, okay? You're in a pool and there's a beach ball. You're trying to like push that beach ball under the water. You can do it for a second, right? Like picture this like with your feelings. You can push it under the water for a second so nobody can see it, but you can't keep it down forever. That beach ball is slick. It's covered with water. It's like going to pop out in a weird direction. It's going to hit somebody in the face. It's going to knock over someone that's like walking with a pina colada. It's just going to be a mess, right? If you try and shove that beach ball down for too long, that's how I feel personally, and maybe you can connect with this, about if I try and shove down an emotion, even if it's an undesired emotion, if I try and shove it down for too long, I don't know when that's coming out and in what direction, and it's just not cute. So I want to talk about this concept of feelings. And what really brought this to mind was I was listening into a podcast and I thought back to an episode where I had on Kathy Heller. It was way back episode number 143. I'll actually link it in the show notes for you. And she said something that I've thought about so many times since this episode. You know how like you hear something and it just sticks with you? She said, feelings are like visitors where they knock and they knock at your door and they're going to keep on knocking until you let them in. And once they get inside, some of them are going to stay for a little bit. Some are going to stay for a little bit longer. And some are going to stay for way too freaking long. And you're like, okay, you need to get out of the house. Like, you're not welcome anymore, right? But if you don't ever let them in, they can't ever pass through. Like, they're visitors. And I loved that. Like, I love thinking about feelings that way. But what really took this to the next level was today in the gym, my husband Cena and I were listening to a podcast with Gay Hendricks. And if you're not familiar with Gay, he is the author of The Big Leap, which I have referenced several times on this podcast, which is all about identifying your upper limits, like how you're unintentionally, subconsciously holding yourself back in different aspects of your life. Highly recommend the book. I just think his principles are just so important for personal growth and just gaining more self-awareness. But what he talked about in this episode was the three feeling zones. And I mean, literally, it was like one of those, I don't know if you've ever listened into a podcast or maybe even this podcast sometimes, where you pause it and you're like, whoa, I need to tell somebody about this, or I need to text someone and ask them if they've ever felt this way. So we're in the gym and we're listening to Gay break down these three separate feeling zones. And it just resonated so much. I wanted to share it with you. So the first feeling zone is anger. And you typically, of course, this is different for everybody, but typically you feel it in the upper part of your body when you're experiencing anger, like in your jaw, your neck gets tight. It's like a very, you know, like tightening, constricting type feeling. Like think of the last time that you were angry and it's just like, you know, ugh, like that's how it feels. I don't know how to put that in an actual word, but like that's the emotion. You know how that feels. And it's typically more in the upper part of your body. The other feeling zone is sadness. And the way that Gay describes this is that it's more in your chest or even in your throat, like more of the upper middle part of your body where you know the feeling. Like at least whenever I feel sadness, I feel it's in my throat because it's about to turn into a cry, right? Like it's about to be like, oh, it's coming up. Like you can feel it. You're like, I'm sad or like, oh, I'm emotional. And then boom, cry. And then sometimes it's like, you know, if you're in your bathroom and you're having an ugly cry on your floor and you're snotting your mascara or getting together in your mouth and you're choking, it's in your throat. It's out your eyes. It's just a mess, right? But that sadness, it's a little bit more in your throat or the middle part of your body. And then there's this emotion of fear, which he describes as that feeling zone being more lower in your body. It's more in your belly. Like I often feel this as butterflies too, like in a positive way. This is when I describe on this podcast often, if you've been listening in for a while, that gut feeling when I make a decision, it's very visceral. And maybe you can connect with that too, where it's like in my body, I'm like, ooh, I gotta do this thing. Like my gut is telling me to, but that's also where fear is for me. And maybe you can experience all of these emotions and you're like, that's exactly where I feel it. And as I was listening into this podcast, I started to think about how we often have our default emotions that we go to that come up in our body in different ways, and how powerful it is if you can identify it and actually put words to it, how that can prevent conflict, how that can help you get out of your own way to chase your dreams, how that can help you build confidence when you can articulate the feeling that you're feeling in your physical body and label it as something rather than judging yourself for experiencing anger or sadness or fear and making that mean something like you're not capable or whatever you're making it mean, or like you don't deserve this thing, or you're not worthy of success because you feel anger or whatever. Like we create these labels, like as humans, we're meaning creating machines. But in reality, what if we just experienced our body when those emotions came up, we just got conscious about labeling them? Because if we don't label them, at least for me, it turns me into this like whiny little 2-year-old who's like throwing a tantrum on the floor. Okay, you know, like just like a 2-year-old who's just like on the floor because they don't have the words to articulate how they're feeling. I think we do this as humans, although it's not very socially acceptable for us to like have tantrums on the floor in the middle of like Target or something. But we do actually kind of do this. If you think about it, if you don't have the words to articulate, then you can irrationally feel overwhelmingly scared or angry or sad or whatever. Like we take these emotions to the next level if we don't have the words to articulate it, because we just don't know how to process it in our body. And if we can't communicate these with the people that we love or the people that we're working with, we can often push those people away. But when we get conscious about those feelings coming up for us, we can actually do something about them, right? And it was interesting because I was talking with my husband, Sina, and my best friend, Jackie, about these three emotions and these feeling zones. And we each had one that we defaulted to first, which I think is so interesting. So for me, I'll talk about myself first. I default to this fear emotion, which also can be a little bit anxiety, and it can be a really powerful tool that gets me to take action. Like I take action really quickly. And one of the gifts that I've been given in this world is I am a reframing machine. So I can take that feeling of anxiety and I can label it excitement so quickly, it's not even conscious for me, which is why, you know, if we've been connected for a while through this podcast, through social media, or we've met in person, you know, like I'm a really excited, happy-go-lucky person. But it's also because when I feel things viscerally in my body, even if it's fear, I just choose a label that serves me better, right? Because if your body is going to physically react the same way to anxiety and excitement, and you're going to feel it in the same spot in your body like I do, very viscerally in my belly, I'm going to pick one that's going to make me more excited about my life and make me happier, right? Versus my husband, Sina, his feeling zone that he defaults to is sadness, right? And not sadness in terms of like womp, 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 or like crying all the time. But when he feels an emotion, it's often in his chest first. So interesting, right? Versus my best friend, Jackie, who's not an angry person, just like Sina is not a sad person. The emotion that she defaults to feeling first is anger. Right? And if you're familiar with Enneagram at all, this is actually really correlated. Sina, my husband, is a 3. Jackie is a 9, which means she's really driven towards like peace, right? She wants group harmony. So when she feels anger, she suppresses it, but she's used to feeling that feeling in her body. And I think that's so powerful, because play this out, right? However it is, maybe you've got a default emotion that you go to, or maybe you go to all three in different places, but if you can identify in your own body, because the way that you experience emotions is going to be different than anyone else and how they experience emotions. But if you can identify the feeling that comes up in your body and not label it as good or bad, and instead just learn how to communicate that feeling, like I'm feeling scared, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling fear, or I'm feeling anger. This feels like a perfect time to thank today's sponsor of the show, because if you are someone who does struggle with a lot of anxiety or stress, or if you struggle with sleep, you've got to know about MySoul CBD. So this is a company with a ton of different CBD products. Everything is completely organic, THC free. But what you have to know about, like, just please humor me and try their sleepy gummies if you struggle either with staying asleep, like I used to struggle with, or my husband Sina struggles with falling asleep. Once we started using these gummies at night, we are sleeping so soundly. I'm not even kidding you. They are game changer. And what's cool is they've got a little bit of melatonin in them, but not enough that you'll feel groggy. Like the next morning, after you sleep, you'll still wake up feeling super alert. And again, it's THC free. And then if you do struggle with a lot of stress and anxiety, their signature CBD drops are really awesome too. You can literally just put a little dropper under your tongue in the middle of the day if you want to just take the edge off of feeling anxious. And they've got a million different flavors. But honestly, this company is so game changer if you are struggling with sleep or stress or anxiety. So check it out. And if you do, please slide into my DMs and let me know. I love hearing when you're like, okay, I tried this every day and it changed this and it helped me with my anxiety and all that. So fill me in on all of that. But if you want to get a sweet discount, you can head to mysoulcbd.com/Kaycia, K-A-C-I-A. Use code Kaycia to get a discount on any of their products. And now, without further ado, let's dive back into the show. I mean, think about how much that's going to change your whole freaking life. Because I've noticed that when I'm feeling anxious or scared, you know, like right now, I've been talking a lot about how I feel like I'm in a big stretching season where I'm having to become a new person to, you know, handle the dreams that I was gifted, like the vision that I have on my heart. Like, I'm like, oh, baby, I got to become a new person to actually rise to the occasion, especially as we're planning Empower Her Live, our 500-person women's event in Phoenix. I hope you're coming. If you're not, girl, slide into my DMs or text me. I'll get you the link. It's going to be 500 women in person, 8 keynote speakers. Like, if you only knew the surprises and fun things that we have planned, you're going to leave feeling so inspired with a fire lit under your booty and in you and so connected. It's just the whole thing. That being said, I've never hosted a live event before. So I'm feeling this, you know, like rising to the occasion. I keep describing it as stretched, but it's not in a negative way. It's just like rising to the occasion, but there is some fear associated with it. And I physically do fear, like feel it in my body. So I have to be able to articulate that with words. Otherwise, I turn into this tantrum child. Which is just not cute. You know, I like to keep it real. Like this podcast, we're all about transparency, pulling back the curtain. I'm not trying to pretend like my ish is all together. I'm just being real with you. If I don't learn how to communicate and articulate the feelings that I'm feeling, which for me can come up as fear or anxiety physically in my stomach, then I'm about to turn into a baby throwing a tantrum. And that's just not cute. It's just not going to get me where I want to go, right? So why am I sharing this with you? Because I do think it's really important that we recognize how these emotions are coming up in our body and we don't play this victim game of the emotion is controlling us. Because when we speak it into existence, right, when we let it in, right, like Kathy Heller says, like when feelings are knocking at your door, if you don't let them in and you try and shove them down like that beach ball in the pool, it is going to pop out in a really random way. And I don't think it's going to be helpful for your relationships, right? Or for your happiness. And again, being a human involves that contrast, right? Where we can think back to times that have been more difficult than a season that we might be in right now. Like I know for me right now, I am in a go mode, super aligned, excited season. And it's a lot on my plate, but I'm excited about it. I'm like full of just excitement right now. But I can contrast to this exact time a year ago when life was really hard. Because Sina had just lost his dad. We were both struggling with a ton of anxiety from it. He didn't know what he was doing in his career. I didn't know what I was then doing in my career. My business felt like I had no idea what direction I was going. I could do an entire podcast episode on that. But truly, I just want you to acknowledge that you're going to feel all of these different emotions at different times in your life. And that's just part of being human. Don't beat yourself up for being mad. Or don't tell yourself you shouldn't be sad. Or this thing that sometimes we do as humans where we're like, I shouldn't feel bad because I'm in a better state than somebody else. Or like, I should just be grateful. I shouldn't be wanting more. It's like, okay, girl, you're allowed to feel whatever emotion you need to feel because that is literally what being a human is all about. You don't want to feel happy all the time. Just like you don't want to feel sad all the time. You really do want that contrast. So I'll leave you this quote that Gay Hendricks also said that honestly, I'm going to write on a post-it note and I'm going to stick it on my mirror and I'm going to remind myself of this every freaking day. Fear is excitement without the breath. Fear is excitement without the breath. What the so good, right? Because if you're someone who ever feels the fear in your body, instead of saying, kick it to the curb and smash that fear and like, I'm fearless. I do not want to be fearless because if a bear is chasing me, I want to be scared and I want to run away from that bear. Or if I'm stepping in the street and a car is about to hit me, I'd like to move. Or if someone breaks into our house, I want to make sure that I get an adrenaline rush through my body. So I jump up and like take our cute little dog and like attack the person coming in, whatever, right? Like we don't want to be fearless. We just want to understand that we can reframe fear. Fear can be excitement that we're just holding on to without the breath. I love you. I'm rooting for you. Seriously. I really want this podcast to be super transparent conversations, right? We're going to start bringing on some more guests again now that summer has wrapped down. I know a lot of you wanted like short little episodes. So we did that for the summer. But honestly, I'm so grateful for you. If this resonated, it would mean so much to me if you would tag me on Instagram stories at Keisha Getmary, new name, who dis, and let me know if it hit home. And again, I'm so, so appreciative that we get to be on this journey together. And I will talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.